This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings.
पहले आपका ध्यान इस बात पे होना चाहिए कि आप क्या करना चाहते हैं। कुछ स्टार्टअप ऐसे हैं जो सिर्फ टेक्नोलॉजी में इनोवेशन करना चाहते हैं। किसी को लगता है मैं ड्रोन बनाऊं, किसी को लगता है कि मैं घर में बिजली की व्यवस्था ऐसी खड़ी कर दूं। अपने किसी चार दोस्तों को जानती होगी जो टेक्नोलॉजी में एक्सपर्ट है, एक आध दोस्त है फाइनेंस में एक्सपर्ट है। चलो चार लोगों की टोली बना के साइड में अपन स्टार्टअप शुरू करते हैं। जरूर नहीं कोई स्टार्टअप के लिए कोई 25 साल की उम्र चाहिए, आप कभी भी शुरू कर सकते हैं। छोटे छोटे स्टार्टअप से भी काम शुरू हो सकता है।
The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow leader of the opposition, Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on other issue before the discussion. Presiding officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the leader of the opposition and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion despite the assurance by the speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju rejected Mr. Gandhi's allegation, saying that the speaker has not made such commitment. Amid the uproar, the chair requested Congress members to allow discussion. Despite repeated appeal by the chair, the discussion on union budget could not be taken up. Rajya Sabha has taken up the discussion on the union budget 2026-27. Initiating the debate, Congress MP P. Chidambaram raised questions over the growth rate of the Indian economy, saying that the nominal growth rate in 2023-24 was 12%, while in 2024-25 it came down to 9.8%. He added that in 2025-26 it has come down further to 8%. Speaking in the House, BJP MP Arun Singh said that the size of the budget has been tripled and reached 53 lakh crore rupees, while in UPA rule it was only over 16 lakh crore rupees. He also highlighted that a huge budget has been allocated to ensure that poor people receive housing. He said that there was an increase of 22% in the budgetary allocation to Viksit Bharat G. Ramji over the MG Narega allotment last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Amani, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. India and the Seychelles have also signed 7 memoranda of understanding MOUs across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. 53 migrants, including 2 babies, were dead or missing after a rubber boat carrying 55 people capsized off the coast of Libya. The International Organization for Migration, IOM, said the vessel overturned north of the coastal city of Zuwara and only 2 Nigerian women were rescued in a search and rescue operation by Libyan authorities. In shooting, the Indian trio of Isha Singh, Manu Bhakar and Ridham Sangwan clinched the gold medal in the women's 25-meter pistol team event at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championships in New Delhi today. In the women's 25-meter pistol individual event, Manu Bhakar won the silver medal after narrowly missing out on gold in a shoot-off tie-break against Vietnam's Thuy Thanh Nguyen, with both shooters tied on 35 points. Isha Singh added to India's tally by securing the bronze medal with a score of 30 points. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Scotland defeated Italy by 73 runs in the Group C clash at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.